We will go to our third paper now, agenda paper number 3, and I'll go to Vladik to present this a technology update paper.
Thank you, Anne. So the objective of today's session is to update you on previously discussed technology topics, and we are seeking your feedback on introduction of new entry points, improvements to titles in definition link base, and kind of update you on upcoming changes to the delivery of the XIFRS content. So the background for this discussion is it's basically a continuation of our previous discussion from July, I believe, 2020, about technology changes that we were planning to include in the current taxonomy, which is 2021, but we decided to postpone them and include those in the IFRS taxonomy 2022. Previously, we discussed and agreed on changes to two of the XBRL technology changes, so data type registry and transformation registry, and we are still planning to switch to taxonomy URLs to HTTPS for future taxonomy updates. Let's dive into the first key point, which is introduction of new entry points. So I will start with the characteristics we'll go to describe what are the advantages of this approach. So we are proposing to add new entry points to ease further extensibility of the IFRS taxonomy. And we are planning to create one entry point for each scenario. So we have full IFRS, full IFRS and management commentary and IFRS for SMEs, and also basic entry points. So there will be around 5 new entry points. And those will include all IFRS elements, plus their labels and guidance labels. And additionally to that, we want to add references to existing IFRS standards. What these entry points will not include are relationship regarding IFRS presentation, definition, and calculation link bases, and also generic link bases. So the benefits of adding those new entry points is increase extensibility. So by removing those links to presentation, definition, and calculation link base, we're hoping that preparers will be able to extend more easily the IFRS taxonomy without any extensive customization to the base schema. And therefore, it will simplify those activities by just having everything in one single schema. And we'll improve the consistency by providing the single schema for each individual scenario. We'll try to improve the consistency of use of the IFRS taxonomy architecture globally. So here's an illustration of how such entry point will look like. So starting from top to bottom, we have a schema, and it includes dictionary. It might be local extensions. Here you have IFRS full for an example. So all of the concepts related to IFRS full with its relationship to labels, references, guidance, access defaults, and what it doesn't include is those presentation, definition, calculation, link bases, and also generic link bases. And we'll dive into second discussion is about improvements to titles in the definition link base. And here we'll start with an example. So let's imagine you are looking for an abstract element called disclosure of detailed information about financial instruments. And this, you know that it's in our definition link base. So if you have a navigation and approach this from top to bottom search, and you expand each individual ELR in definition, you would probably have four attempts to find this abstract that is located under the fourth ELR. So the issue here is the title is the same for each individual in ELR. So in this example, is notes financial instruments. So what we are trying to do is to improve this navigation through adding additional title to additional description to a title, and this will be taken from this abstract element. So it's immediate child to, within given ELR. So this change will affect only those titles for ELRs in definition link base, and hopefully comprehensive list will be provided in the versioning report when this change will be introduced. So just to sum up the example that was given in the previous slide, now we have ELR that is changed. So it was notes financial instruments. Now it will be enhanced with disclosure of detailed information about financial instruments within the brackets. So it will give the user to flexibility to just skim through the ELRs without expanding them. And the third topic is about changes to delivery of XIFRS content. And here I would like to update you, and please comment if you have any comments regarding this. So the EIFRS, we are planning to sunset the EIFRS platform, and this will be replaced by IFRS Standard Navigator at the end of this year. And one thing we decided to do is to all of the links that are within IFRS Taxonomy Illustrated 2019 up to 2020, those links will still be working fine, but those links will lead you to PDF documents. And the IFRS Standard Navigator, so the new platform, will hold the content related to taxonomies 2021 and future taxonomies. And in terms of policies, how the system, the new navigator, will work, it will retain similar accessibility. So users with basic access will be taken again to PDF copy of IFRS standards. And premium access users, there will be a split. It's a transitional split. And for those content, 2019 and 20 content, you will get to PDF version, but for 2021 taxonomy and future taxonomies, you get a HTML version with XBRL content, the IFRS basically standards. So just to sum up, we would like to hear if you have any questions or comments or concern about proposed improvements.
Thank you, Vardek. So if we could have comments for Joel, over to you.
Thank you, Ida. Vladek, I just have a question. I agree with the titles. It's quite a good idea. The navigator is also a good help, and the links between the taxonomy and the navigator, I think, are always useful. I prefer the HTML part, right? The question I have for you is, you didn't mention in the structure of the taxonomy the formal link place, because you consider it completely separate, or do you think it could be useful in the extension so that we still can do some validation with using the formal?
Can you repeat the what is this what this relates to? Is it navigation?
No, sorry. It relates to the extension taxonomy.
Yeah.
You said that we are getting rid of the calculations, the labels, the generic, all that label. But you didn't mention the formal link base.
Oh. Formula link base is it's separate. We would have to think about this.
Okay.
It's different, but we should in terms of IFRS formula, if we have any relationship to link those link bases. We can provide those without those relationships.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Okay. That's it. Thank you, Vladek. Thank you, Anna.
Thanks, Joel. We'll go to Bin La now for his comment.
Thank you, Anne. First, thank you, Vladek, for the paper. So, I have a comment in relation to your proposal for new entry points. And maybe my comment is biased because we are familiar with the taxonomy. We've been working on the taxonomy for a number of years. But from what I can see is like if we use the FS taxonomy with some, you know, XBL tools that we have, it's probably not too difficult to, you know, sort of using the current entry points and just detach some components. Or, you know, we just import some component of the taxonomy the way we want to use it. So it's not like really too difficult to do so. So that's why I'm not quite sure about the benefit of, you know, having, you know, additional five entry points to just to accommodate, you know, a different way to look at the taxonomy. My product could be, you know, now we have more entry points than there may be more confusion to the new users of the taxonomy. So I'm not sure if you have considered this.
Yes, thank you for the comments. One thing that we understand is someone who comes fresh to XBRL and try to import those information, it might be a bit cumbersome. I know that having multiple entry points, it might complicate which entry points to select. Therefore, taxonomy package comes into place in terms of trying to read the description which entry points to choose as a filer. From our perspective, having those additional entry points will ease the import and less customization to the filing. Because you can actually directly import only one entry point, single schema, and start filing. I think it's really beneficial because you don't have to do any custom work or try to provide a new schema for the activity of filing. Owen, do you want to add something?
Yes, if I could. Just to explain where we're coming from with these new entry points and what their purpose is. They're not intended to replace the entry points that we currently have for viewing the taxonomy. We're really looking at them in terms of hoping that the regulators will start suggesting them as the entry point for creating filings. The common practice at the moment is that the filers start from our core taxonomy with just the core scheme with just the elements in it, and then they build everything else on top. Now, obviously, what that means is there's a very strong temptation to create different variations on labels, different structures that don't make sense. And then when you, as a consumer, you look at those filings, they may only have limited amounts of information in them. You don't get the sort of the IFRS proposed labels and references alongside. So what we're hoping here is that we give filing regimes an option of saying, okay, rather than starting for your filings from the core schema with just the elements in, start from this stripped down schema that does contain the IFRS references, the IFRS labels, and then alter the things you need to. That means that by default, people's filings will contain a lot more information for the consumers of them. I mean, just using normal XBRL tools. So that's kind of the space we're looking at. It makes it easier for filing regimes to encourage people to produce good filings from the start by saying, we'll just start from that sort of the basic richness of information, that basic understanding of what the definitions and labels are, just to meet the things you need to, rather than starting from just the elements.
All right, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Ashok agrees with the proposals of slides 10 and 11. And we have a comment from Daisuke. Over to you, Daisuke.
Okay, yes. About additional entry points, this additional entry points is very useful, I think, because this entry point is good for the recast approach of taxonomy. So if we have this entry point, we can choose just one schema entry point, but we don't have, if there are no entry points, we have to choose the match schema and link base. If so, it's very too much work. So I agree this additional entry points.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daisuke. Right, so John appreciated that extra explanation from Owen to see the benefits of what's being proposed here. Lewis is leaving the meeting now and has shared with us the following, and I'm just going to read this because the people in the boardroom don't see the chat. So those of you who are like me on the screen, you can see the chat, but the boardroom doesn't. So just bear with me while I share this comment from Lewis. Based on our experience, it's important to note that additional entry points are mostly of benefit to the preparer. They are generally of less benefit to software vendors and filing agents that know how to organize the files. Of course, we at the SEC/FASB don't have the diversity of users that you have, so your case is different. Lewis, thank you for that insight, and thanks for joining us. Okay, do we have
any
other comments?
Thanks for having me. I'm signing off now.
Okay, thanks, Lewis. Thanks. Bye. Do we have comments from anybody on the other two topics? So we've been talking about the entry points. We have had some indication of agreement regarding the titles. Any other comments from people, please?
I think there's one from John.
Yeah, I think John is just agreeing with, just appreciating Owen's explanation.
Well, there was one point there actually, Anne, which was I was just wondering, which was obviously make the effort a little bit more complicated, but is the plan to provide different entry points with different bundles of labels? So taking into account all the translation work that has occurred?
We can add those to translation labels. It's not a problem, but obviously we'll open this discussion to public and see their comments and views on that. but it won't be those translations are usually as separate packages, and most likely there will be slightly there will be delay in terms of publication of those, and they're not basically included in the annual version of the taxonomy. But yes, we could do that as well.
So actually, John, I should say I have some things I want to talk to XII about on the standards point of view, which might solve the whole translation of labels issue anyway. Rather different mechanism than making us having to do a lot more entry points. That's a side conversation.
Okay, Vladek, I think we've probably received all the comments we're going to receive. Do you have any final comments on this section?
Thank you for those comments. They're quite helpful and just concrete our understanding of that these additional things that we propose are useful. And we'll go ahead and try to update the upcoming taxonomy with those enhancements.
Thanks, Vladek. So I'd like to thank everyone for their participation. We do thank you for the time you spend reading the materials, and it's always very positive to hear that you do agree with where the staff have arrived at, and we do thank you for the times that you're able to give us comments and help us to explore this better. So I think that brings our meeting today to a close, and I thank you all, and we will be in touch again in regards to our next issues and our next meeting. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne. Goodbye.
Thank you, Anne.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for all your interest. Bye.
Bye. Thank you very much.